Thank you everybody for being here. Welcome to this session about OpenSUSE Way, Sway desktop environment for OpenSUSE. So if you are in this session and if we are here on stage, I guess it's because we like tiling window managers. I mean, they are great. They are simple, lightweight. They look good. You can use them with the keyboard really well. And it's a lot of fun, right? And also, you probably like Wayland as well. There's a lot of people still using X11. I mean, but Wayland is just better. It's more modern. It's more secure. I like it a lot, right? So if you want to use a tiling window manager on Wayland, you are probably using Sway or probably looking at Sway. There are others, but it's like the most common one, I would say. And obviously, we want to do this on OpenSUSE. You want to do this on OpenSUSE. So what is OpenSUSE Way? It's a collection of tools and configs for these tools to provide the OpenSUSE look on a Sway install out of the box on an OpenSUSE distro, just to look nice, right? This is like simple to install, simple to override, so that you can get like, I don't know, 70% of 70% of the way to a nice desktop by installing OpenSUSE Way, and then you can add on, you know, on top your special sauce, your special configuration.
Yeah, and we intentionally kept it simple, so it's kind of the way to start, right? It's like you install it, you have everything you need to work, but then usually people customize it anyway, like you add in your own stuff. And but it works out of the box. Actually, I'm using OpenSUSE Way plain. I do not add many stuff. And as you said, like it's styling Windows Manager is really cool for developers. It's you have your keyboard, you keep your yourself really productive. So it's simple, and then you customize it anyway for your own needs.
Yeah.
And we actually forgot to introduce ourselves a little bit. Yeah. So Filippo, go ahead.
That's right. Yeah. Sorry. So I'm Filippo Bonazzi. I'm a security engineer at SUSE, but this is something completely unrelated that I do just for fun.
Yeah, and my name is Denis Kondratenko. I'm from Altinity, but I'm long-time OpenSUSE fan. And here is our team. Some of you are here. We did this picture from the last year. It's actually our community that we always contribute to OpenSUSE Way and to different packages around the Wayland and etc., maintaining those. So this is our, let's say, core team.
yeah, you could call it that.
Yeah.
Right. So, what's in OpenSUSE Way? So we actually ship configuration files for all of these utilities. So obviously we customize Sway. You will see with what, and then we use Weber for a bar. We use Wofi for a menu. Terminal is Alacrity. Sway Lock for lock screen. We use Sway Notification Center for notifications. WAP as a progress bar. And we use GridD as greeter and login manager. And this collection of tools is not like a grand design or anything. So this is somewhere where we got over the years. So I guess you started from a subset of this, and then something got added over time, something got replaced, something got dropped. So this is a very open and alive set of configurations driven by the community, right?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years when that's all started. Actually, there were not many tools, and Wayland was actually bleeding edge. Currently, it's not, right? Almost every desktop environment right now have support for Wayland, like GNOME, KDE, and etc. But those times, like, it's kind of built up. More and more tools became popular. And right now, it's really polished. It's actually
So what does it look like, right? This is what it looks like, surprisingly pixelated on this on this projector. So you cannot really see, unfortunately. But we will have a live demo later, where you can hopefully make out something better than this. at least you can kind of tell the team, I guess, right? Yeah, not too much. But so what do we customize here in Sway? You can see the OpenSUSE theme, background, whatever. We do use the chameleon for the workspace indicator, but that is completely lost to the pixels, unfortunately. Okay. What else do we provide in our Sway configuration by default? We support multimedia, keys, touchpads, audio, brightness, all of this kind of stuff. We provide some screenshot utility configuration, which is quite nice. We'll see it in the demo. We provide a system mode menu to reboot and shut down and so on. We provide floating window support with scratchpad and so on. So not too much, really. It's not too raised, but it's some stuff that you don't want to do yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you can just use it and run with it.
I think that the one thing that was talking to people when this project has started was theme, right? It just was in the colors of OpenSUSE. It has kind of style of OpenSUSE, the background of OpenSUSE. When you install it, it's completely different from Sway default theme. And that's what has talked to people, like, oh, okay, we could use the same themes that we actually used to. Yeah.
Then, as I mentioned, we use Waybar, which is...
Yes, we use Waybar, which is actually has your notification and just bar, the status bar, whatever you use, where you can see your workspaces, when you can see your scratch pad, and you can push something there, your time, for sure, everything like you want to customize, but it comes with preloaded widgets, like the zipper, for example, you see how many packages are not updated. In Tumbleweed, you always have some, for sure. My system is not super up-to-date. You will see that in the future. Then there's also calendar, scratchpad I mentioned, tray area, window title, everything that you expect from the bar. You can click there if you would like to prefer like use mouse. And yeah, this is kind of standard bar, but customized for OpenSUSE, the style of OpenSUSE as well. And Wofi, this is kind of our launcher. It's debatable. The people say it's unsupported. It's still supported. I've seen this latest commit.
It's difficult to tell. It's like half supported, but not really.
But it's simple and it works. And that's probably why it's not maintained really well. It's just like a simple launcher. Here you see my launch that's. It will show you system utilities as well as Flatpaks. Here you can see Telegram and Chromium, so everything in desktop files, it's also pick up and show you. So you can launch any application you have installed in your system. But as people complain, not complain, but giving us feedback that it's not maintained, or for example, it lacks some features like SSH sessions or some advanced features that other launchers have, like Rofi or some others.
Yeah, there are a few. I mean, there's probably something better, more modern by now.
Yeah.
But
I use it just to launch some application. If someone wants more functionality, we're happy to accept. So we are searching for a replacement if you would like to contribute one. And this, as you see, also in the style of kind of in the colors of the OpenSUSE. So that's why it's still there.
And then another nice thing that we have is the notification center. Actually, this is a big improvement that we made in the past couple of years, right? So originally, we used to ship Mako, I think, which is a perfectly good piece of software. But this one just looks nicer, right? Even pixelated like this. So you have a notification bar that you are used to from any other electronic device that you have ever used. With a list of notifications, you can set do not disturb, so you don't have the pop-ups. And then you can have interactive notifications, you can have images, title, whatever. It just shows the same way that you want. I think this also has media support, so if you have some media playing, it will show up. I'm not sure if it's on by default.
I don't know.
But it is in my config, so yeah. But this is a nice thing that we added in the past couple of years as a result of community.
Yeah, it actually was the funny story that 2 years ago, I think I was giving a talk here, and then Filippo was standing there. and showed me this feature, saying like, "Hey, look, I use this Sway and C on my laptop. Look at how neat is it." And I'm like, "Yeah, cool. Can you submit a patch?" And he did. And actually, he did more because this Sway and C wasn't in the repo, right? You submitted first the RPM package, then it was built.
No, I think that was Danilo.
Okay.
I think maybe that was maintaining it back then.
All right. But it's like it's happened here.
Somebody and in the community.
Yeah, and it's stick there. And Filippo then, since then, he took over the project and actually maintained it really well. So this is how the community works. And it's really nice feature. I like it a lot, especially do not disturb mode.
And then, as I mentioned before, we also run Gritty as a login manager. It's a very, very simple one. There are several greeters that you can use with Gritty. I think this is GTK Grit.
Yeah, this is GTK Grit, yes.
Simply customized with the OpenSUSE colors and background and nothing
more. Yeah, there are quite a few greeters over there on your taste. I mean, we ship with Gritty because it's kind of was first, I think, and it's also kind of GTK based and looks okay. Others that I tried, for example, TUI Grit is also really nice. It's just like ASCII login manager, really nice one. But as we needed something basic without any advanced feature, GritD and GTK Grit just stick there and it's working cool. I mean, it just gets you in.
So should we have the demo?
Yeah, let's have a demo.
Go ahead.
So
just on full screen.
Yeah, we can move some, for example, beyond this way, so we can do all the neat stuff, like moving this one here, for example. Well, this is the terminal, right? So let's close it, maybe. So this is how the plane stuff works. Yeah, what we want to see first.
If you open a few terminals, what does it look like?
Like by default, they will open in the vertical way. So you can see some gaps here, right? So this is a style. You can have it whatever you want, but it's by default looks like that. But you can also open it horizontally as well, like that. Like it's just keystroke and you're all done.
I mean, this is nothing new. This is the same as it was in i3 15 years ago.
Xmonad, whatever you
used. Yeah,
yeah. Here we have workspaces, right? Yeah, this is one is active is a neat chameleon over there. Before it was all the chameleon, but people get tired.
Yeah,
we need numbers. We
want it was a bit confusing, yeah.
Yeah, but right now it's numbers and chameleon. On this screen, I have only two workspaces, and on this screen, another seven or so, right? And this active one, this one is not active. You can switch between them. What it was? Nine?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can switch between them. You can see which one is the active one. What is this,
That's
Filippo?
It's a crash pad indicator.
Crash pad indicator. And what is the crash pad?
So this way is a way to handle floating windows in a way that you can recall on every workspace. So what do you have in there?
For example, VS Code and with OpenSUSE Way. By the way, this will commit into the repo, and you can see this presentation or
this
presentation.
Yeah, on our GitHub. Yeah.
So you can switch between them. I have a couple of them, like some window for this browser, some window with VS Code, whatever, and they just come up as the floating window whenever you need it. Or you can do this with keystroke as well, so it's same. Everything in Tiling Managers and OpenSUSE is actually keyboard oriented. So this is why it's so productive for developers. You just like have everything under your fingers.
Yeah, and then we have all the rest of the bar, I guess, to look at. So
yeah, what is this guy?
You wanna close some?
Yeah. So this one. Oh, it's asking for password. This one is telling us how many packages they have not updated. It's like 363, and you can click on it and go update. It's a really simple terminal application, right?
And then it closes when it's done. Yeah. And I think most of the icons in the bar are configured to do something on click as well.
Yeah,
right?
For example, yeah, if we click here, you can see network name for Wi-Fi or whatever. This is the Bluetooth you can switch on and off, right? Right now it's disabled. It's enabled. We can enable it by clicking. And then by left clicking on this one, you can go into the configuration. Right now we have, what is this?
Bluetooth CTL, this one?
Yeah, this.
So it's the, I don't know, command line interface to handle Bluetooth, but we do have in the works a replacement with Bluetooth, which would be a TUI-based Bluetooth manager.
Yeah, it looks like this one, so it's actually a little bit better in the, a little bit better in terms of choosing something, connecting really quick, or switching on and off from
here. Yeah.
So we are thinking about switching to that one.
And then you want to show the calendar?
Calendar, right. Some neat addition was the calendar. That's like could quickly show you the weeks and the days, and also in OpenSUSE style, right? And you can even open the whole year over there to see the calendar, whole calendar.
Yeah, that looks kind of broken, but I'm sure it can be fixed.
Yeah.
No, but the single month calendar is super useful.
Yeah, I actually never use it like in this way, right? Usually I use it in the first click in terms of seeing the week or month.
Yeah, and actually, if you go to the calendar for the single month, so if you right-click again and go back to the calendar, the month calendar.
Yeah, 1 second, I can miss it.
Okay. Yeah, if you scroll on it, it can go to the previous month and the next month and so on. So it's quite useful.
Yep.
And then I think a couple of things we also wanted to show were the screenshot menu.
Yep. So in order to have a screenshot, I mean, you can for sure do that in the in any manager, right? Usually it's what command print screen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And we don't have a visual manager, right, for that. Like other distributions usually have like, oh, you're taking screenshots, select something. Here with Grim, it's a little bit hard-coded, but you have added the keystrokes for that, so we can just push. And there is a menu over there that allows you to actually choose what you want to screenshot, like select area or full screen or some applications. So for example, if we push A, right, that allows us to select some area and make a screenshot, and it will be saved in the pictures in the current configuration, right?
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if you saw, there's also the alternative, if you want, you can save the screenshot directly to Clipboard by pressing Control A, and actually we're thinking of adding also saving to an interactive editor, I think, right, like on Android or
Yeah, what is that? Tell us.
Swappy, I think. I think I have an open issue for that, but it's not done yet. But we are thinking about it. Yeah.
And what it will be doing, you said?
So you can take a screenshot in an application, like a graphical application, where then you can, say, draw an arrow or add some text or color or highlights, you know, normal stuff.
Okay, cool.
But so you don't have to do it by yourself. It's already done for you, and it's under a simple menu. Like, for example, the menu you can use to reboot and turn it off and so on.
Yeah, this is also like to log off, you need to either type it in the command line or just have on the keystrokes whatever the key bindings you have for yourself. And this is the default one, how to log out from or log the screen, right?
Yeah, I think it works.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I think that's it for the demo, right?
Push notifications.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
So, like right now, if you could see, there is this. I don't see it. Where is the menu?
The bell. Yeah, at the very end.
Okay. Yeah, this is a notification bar, or how it's called. And let's push some notification over there. Okay. Or you can see them here, and you can there will be pictures, etc. By the way, I don't know why in history it doesn't show me the your stuff, but you can see they actually, if they from the same stream, they got combined right together, and you can either mute. Oh, not mute, but read.
Dismiss them, dismiss
one by one, or maybe you can do that also, like all together, right? By
one. Wanna toggle the do not disturb, so you can also see the.
Yep, let's do that. So if you do not have do not disturb mode, you will see that notification in like in real time, if you prefer that.
Yep. Pretty nice.
Okay. So we showed the notifications, push bar, this all, I think, right?
I think so, yeah. Can you find the screen? Find the presentation again.
Screenshot system.
Ah, WOP, volume.
WOP, volume, price, yeah.
So we also have configured volume and brightness controls with WOP so that it shows as a bar.
Yeah, so if I'm brightness, or for example, this is a brightness menu, or it looks the same all the time.
Yeah,
You strike in the some multimedia keys, and it shows you the progress, which what is the current volume or not. For example, this is muted. Okay, I'm muted. Okay, and system menu you just showed is just to log it out.
I think.
Okay, then go, which one is 3, or which one is that? 9.
8, or?
9, 8.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So it's perfect, right? There's no problem whatsoever.
I don't have any problems, but people always do. I mean, they use things differently, so yeah, that's especially when you install it in the first time, right? You have a system installed and you don't see it. Packages got updated, system changes a little bit, and the issues appear all the time.
Yeah, so we do have a few issues open, a couple even long-standing. Like, for example, the biggest sore, I think, is the installation. So we do have OpenSUSE Way role in the installer for Tumbleweed and so on, but it doesn't do everything, so I think you still need to enable the login manager GridD. So disable what you have previously and enable GridD. And also, I think this you still also need to set these configuration files, but this can be fixed. So this is one thing we definitely want to fix.
Yeah, I was like the history behind enabling the GridD and setting the graphic target is. That actually, I was lazy to do the XDM thingy. So currently, I was trying to achieve the goal to be a full Wayland. I didn't want to install any X packages, and XDM is one of them, and it actually has dependencies. And in current configuration, as I understand, maybe something changed, but as I understand, you XDM is kind of abstract to other display managers, which then update what is called
display the graphical target.
No.
Display manager service.
No, how they change in like to GDM and to
update alternative.
Yes, update alternative.
Yeah.
They use kind of update alternative method to set which one is now. So XDM is default, and then it's linked to whatever is current, like light DM or whatever.
And I was lazy. Ugly, right?
Yeah, it's super ugly. Actually, Fedora, as I remember and understand, does it differently. They have a systemd presets for Windows managers, so you like display managers. So whatever you enable in the system, whatever is installed by presets, then it gets enabled, and actually you have that in this way. It's a better way, but I don't have time to discuss this actually in the community, how it should be done in OpenSUSE, but OpenSUSE is this update alternative is XDM.
Yeah, but I think we can provide a good solution with the Fedora style.
Yeah, this is one. It's like probably a longer term. Short term, if anyone wants to contribute XDM proper, that's okay.
Is that a question or?
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you're doing this, one thing I've done with Aeon is I just make additional systemd presets packages. So like you could just make one for Sway.
Right. That
shove GreekD in there, and then you can avoid all that XDM stuff.
Yep.
So the that package in the pattern should be fine.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the preset is working, right? If you will add the preset, but it will only enable GreekD, right? It's possible. But how to switch from a default display manager to our display manager?
A system role. That's a line in the system role for in.
Okay.
In
yeah, we need to look into this. Actually, yeah. I should have thought of this myself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the only one you have left is a packaging issue with those packages.
Yeah.
You are doing this problem with installs all the time. For us, it's like one time in a year. So this is the. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah. We will try this.
Right, so also some other ugly things that we still have and we need to fix. There are still some hard-coded paths somewhere in the configuration. We also still have some utilities that unfortunately do not support the user etc move. So still some ugly stuff. Not everything in the configuration can be overridden by the user. We have, I think, the lock screen and WOB configuration that cannot be overridden. I don't think the solution is difficult particularly, but it just takes time and effort, and we want to fix it. Another thing which probably Richard has a lot of experience with is if you want to run this on any kind of micro OS, I can only expect that there might be some issues with ST Linux and the transactional nature of the system. No issue? That's lovely. Right.
Yeah, actually, I use it microOS for some time this way, but then drop it because I was tired for reset and reboots. Now I need to try your Ion once again. I will try that. Yeah. That should be super.
So we are not the first to go down this route with Sway on a transactional system. I personally don't use it. That's why it's still an open point. But I expect that there are probably some lessons learned in one of these other projects. I don't know the state. How alive are these projects, do you know?
But it's a cool experiment. I stole a couple of things from there. You know, yeah, it's really nice. The arm is raising, right? So we have M1 chips first, then now Snapdragon, and probably will come up to Linux very soon. So we had the issue was rising recently because that's OpenSUSE way someone installed it on a P or some board and it wasn't working because we had GFX boot. That's easy to disable. Such kind of packages we can disable, but there are other packages over there that might not work. For example, there are some libraries for Waybar, they do not work. Like, Waybar is working, but probably some features wouldn't. I don't know for sure. Recently, for this presentation, I tested it on my Raspberry Pi 4, and it was working good. Actually, it's started, all was good. Only thing what you need is additional packages, for example, for your video card, right? So in the case of Pi, it's V4, VC4, and also, what I did is I built GOS image with Kiwi, really nice, really easy, and it was working, and you don't need to install anything, everything pre-built, everything enabled, you just boot it, and it actually runs OpenSUSE way derivative right away. So if anyone interested in this kind of images, we can easily do them for ARM, for all different boards and all different ARM platforms. So that's already ready. Maybe we do and go ahead with Kiwi image and you can install it now, but there are some links that you can use GOS image right now as well.
Right. So what's then left for us on our plate immediately to fix?
Engage more people to fix it for us.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, no, I mean, we do have a few open issues that we want to fix ourselves, that we have kind of on our plate. As we mentioned, we probably want to support more login managers, so not only GreekD, but also, you know, LightDM or GDM or whatever you already have. Improve the installer, edit the screenshots, and so on. We also have another nice community PR open to change the brightness control from linear to exponential. It actually makes more sense. So hopefully we can get this done. But there are more things we would like to get done.
Yeah,
I mean, open to any contribution from the
community. Try it out and you will find out what you are missing, and then actually you either can contribute yourself or open the issue. We have GitHub, we have build project over there, Telegram channel, wiki. So yeah, get engaged, happy to accept any contribution.
Yeah, I think this is a fun little project to use, and it's not too heavy, so you can just run it and try and let us know.
Yeah, I think we are on time, and I don't know if we have time for questions, but if you have some,
all right,
just catch us.
I think that's it.
Yeah,
all right.
Just
thank
catch
you
us
very
around.
Much.
Thank you.